Thank you very much. I also want to convey my humble submission in regards to this broad topic about a biblical foundation for critical thinking. And I want to start with what the Bible says, as God is word being sharper than a sword. That's why we really want to dive into the biblical foundations of critical thinking. And then we see the mind of the Lord in regards to how we think and how we actually perceive things. And therefore, being that the God's word is sharper than a sword, it should also be the foundation from which we start our thinking. And this will give us a very clear and a well laid foundation and road towards what we want to think and talk about. Let me bring my first key scripture from the book of Job, chapter 12, verse 11. Says that does not the ear taste words as the palate tests its food? You know, so we need to test what we hear. We need to test what we hear. We need to test what we see. And that is very, very important. The moment we don't do that, then we become ideologically unstable. And let me talk about ideological instability, because when it comes to thinking, you have an idea. You are dealing with an idea in mind. But the question will be, when someone thinks about some idea and then speaks it out, then other people around will hear. You know, and now the question is, for you who is hearing, are you able to filter? And what will be the consequence of what you are hearing? How will you react towards that? Because one time I got to learn that normally the body, the soul and the spirit is not affected by whatever is happening, but our souls do. You know, and normally what happens is that the soul is not physically affected, but it is affected by what we allow to enter through hearing or through feeling or something like. But normally the most way that affects our souls and then we react is from what we hear. You know, so let me talk about ideological instability. So there are countless people in our world today that will embrace almost anything without questioning it, as long as the presenter seems believable or they have a vested interest in accepting it. Their response to the assertion that the sky is purple would be one of the astonishment and embarrassment for not having noticed it sooner. They will continue to believe this until someone more persuasive comes along and posits that the sky is actually green, at which point they will blush at their naivety for having believed it was purple in the beginning, and they will join the Green Sky Club with militant resolve. Sadly, this has led to very tragic consequences, both to individually and corporately. And Christians are not an exemption to this. Every time science claims to have found the missing link, many believers jump on board the microevolution ships and only to find themselves in a sinking ship months later, when it is confirmed that it was not the fact missing link as mentioned. Every time a false teacher comes around with a different gospel, many believers embrace it without even giving it due thought. Christians often appear to be the most ideologically unstable bunch of people around. But why is it that so many people are so easily moved from one position to another? It's because they are ideologically unstable. We need to build robust thinking stability. So, number two, let me talk about this. I have little time, but I'll dive into it more. The problem of spiritual immaturity. What makes people so ideologically unstable? From a biblical perspective, ideological instability is often a sign of spiritual immaturity. Yes, ideological instability is often a sign of spiritual immaturity. As Apostle Paul explained in the Ephesians, in the fourth chapter of this letter to them, that the spiritual gifts and diverse ministries were given to the church to accomplish numerous important objectives. They were meant to equip Christians for the work of the ministry, for the edifications of the body of Christ, to bring about unity of faith and knowledge, to help us become more Christ-like, more Christ-like, and to keep us from being vulnerable to all types of false ideas that come our way. I think you see that's very important, that Apostle Paul wanted us as Christians, wanted these Ephesians to be aware they may not be swapped or swept by any kind of wind or any kind of doctrine that might come around. I think he was just predicting that maybe based on his experience earlier, that there were many teachings that could always come along, and there are very many doctrines that used to exist. Like, for example, when you talk about people like the Gnostics who used to exist and always bring arguments and so on and so forth. So they could sweep these guys away. So by notice how Apostle Paul associates that ideological instability to immaturity. In verse 14, Apostle Paul explains that the gifts and the ministries have been given to the church. The gifts and the ministries have been given to the church that we should no longer be children, tossed to or fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. When we consider the words of this particular verse, that stands out in the fact that many Christians appeared to be vulnerable to any and all kind of teaching during his time. So the expressions tossed to and fro and carried about, the ones that Apostle Paul used speak of a total lack of critical thinking skills that was existing among those Christians in the early church. And as Apostle Paul then wrote to the Ephesians, he may have been motivated by what had happened to the Galatians, because you remember when he was trying to pull ropes with the Galatians, being surprised with how the Galatians used to perceive things and how they used to act, actually, as compared to how they were preliminary behaving. And then he reached a point and he was disappointed. He was like, you guys, you began well, and then how did you ended up in this way? So they had heard the gospel and embraced it under the ministry of Paul, but thoughtlessly abandoned it as soon as someone else arrived with a different gospel. So Paul's analogy comparing the spiritual immature Christian with children has powerful implications in this. What makes children so vulnerable is their tendency to believe anything around they are told without giving it due consideration, and the consequences are so tragic to kids. So it is very easy and sadly far too common for children to be manipulated and misled because of their gullibility. So Christians can also be in such a boat of gullibility. And this is also applying to political environment. People are so gullible, the population is so gullible that they believe anything. Therefore, just as parents spend time teaching their children not to just trust strangers and not to believe everything they are told, believers must be taught how to guard themselves against the trickery, the cunning craftiness, and the deceitful plotting of false teachers and the wicked men, lest they also be manipulated and misled. It is the same terminology that Apostle Paul still uses when addressing the Colossians. He talks about that in Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, when he says, "See See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to the according to Christ. What about today's church? Are we as Christians any stronger in convictions? Are we? What do you believe in? What do you believe? The David Koreshans and Jim Jones of modern times prove that there continues to be a desperate need for critical thinking. One of the most effective ways to avoid being tossed and to and fro, carried about by every kind of wind of doctrines or idea, is to master the art of critical thinking. Christians need to think critically and develop a strong intellectual foundation for which we believe as Christians, for which they believe as Christians. What are you believing? Why do you? You need to be like the Berians. So we are going to, I'm going to continue my submission after maybe some other speaker, but I think I would wish to really have this as a contribution towards this topic. Thank you so much.